I've seen some Kenny Pickett haters. I've heard from some Kenny Pickett haters over the last year or so, a little over a year since he's been with the Pittsburgh Steelers, since he got drafted at all. Doubts about Pickett and what he can do and how effective he can be with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And then something happened in sports. Somebody I used to play baseball with, very briefly, and nowhere near as talented as him, am I. Mason Miller, Oakland Athletics pitcher. Came out of Bethel Park, so he's around the Pittsburgh area. Went to Waynesburg University. Transferred to Gardner-Webb, Division I school. And then got drafted and is now pitching in Major League Baseball and is doing a fantastic job of it to start. Throwing regularly in triple digits and maintaining a consistent spot in the rotation. Now, Kenny Pickett, football player. Mason Miller, baseball player. Kenny Pickett, been playing in Pittsburgh for a while. Mason Miller started in Pittsburgh and is now pitching in California. Now, what do these two have in common? And here's something I wanted to make mention of, because as we reflect on Mason Miller and the start of what seems to be a promising career for him, I haven't heard too many people mention at all that, oh man, you know, if COVID-19 didn't happen and if he didn't get that extra year of eligibility, you know, he wouldn't be here, right? Nobody's saying that about Mason Miller. There are several people that are praising him and his journey and the struggles that he had and the fact that maybe that extra year of eligibility he got because of COVID-19 was instrumental in his ability to work out and stay focused and be dedicated enough to make it into Major League Baseball. Kenny Pickett, on the other hand, the narrative was, oh, he was just an average pit quarterback. Man, he'd never, if it weren't for that extra year of eligibility, he never would have made it into the NFL. Like, they're doubting him almost immediately when they're talking about him. Now, are they two different sports? I kind of get that. Is football a more physical game? Yeah, but you got a pitcher and a quarterback. A pitcher and a quarterback, two players from different sports on the field that command the game, that are the catalysts for offense happening, or in baseball's case, defense. But, like, the mechanism for the game to move, it goes through a pitcher in baseball and a quarterback in football. So maybe take a moment and use this story about Mason Miller making it to Major League Baseball and how, you know, proud, especially Bethel Park residents. We're over there in Bethel Park. I love Bethel Park. I work in Bethel Park for my other job. You guys know that. You've heard of my work I've done at BPTV. I'm sure if you've been on 93.7 The Fan's Twitter at all, you saw me somersaulting into catching a Frisbee. That happened in Bethel Park a couple years ago, right? Love Bethel Park, people, and I'm sure you're proud. And I've heard the school board and some of the council members talking about how proud they are of Mason Miller for making it through and overcoming so much adversity in his life to be able to now be pitching at the highest level of baseball. Right, but Kenny Pickett didn't get that love. And so I'm out here, I'm imploring you. I'm asking you, be inspired by Mason Miller's story and maybe give Kenny Pickett, if you're doubting him, just a little more credit. Be a little bit more optimistic coming into this season. Kenny Pickett played well to end the season. He got experience in the NFL. He also went through some concussions. Not great, right? But he overcame his own levels of adversity, gained some experience in the NFL. And, you know, he's only played for about half a season, maybe a little more than half a season. Now he's going to get a full year. So it seems he's likely to get a full year in the NFL this upcoming season, and I feel like there's a lot to look forward to. Mason Miller, shortly after the Major League Baseball season started, got the call-up, made his starts, and is now a consistent part of that rotation, And he seems to be in the middle of breaking out if he can keep putting quality starts together, because he has been a quality starter. If you learned anything about Mason Miller's journey, if you know anything about his journey, use that as inspiration to have some faith in Kenny Pickett. Because I believe Kenny Pickett has the ability to break out, and I think it's nonsense how far down he was rated in some of these reports that we've gotten over the last week. He's been ranked lower than quarterbacks who have not played in the NFL yet. I think that's crazy.